Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm here in the studio this morning for the morning interview with Rachel Roy, who is the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and she's here to talk about the Share Your Spark campaign. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the phone to chat about this campaign. I guess we have to start with a whole different other holiday than the ones that are happening now and are upcoming to talk about this campaign, because this campaign sort of started with 4th of July. Can you tell us a little bit about how this campaign began?
Sure, absolutely. So for many, many years, the Chamber has been the host and coordinator of the 4th of July parade. And it's one of the highlights, obviously, of our community. So many people come out, both community members and businesses, and they host floats. And as we were kind of approaching 4th of July, we were very aware that a parade where a couple thousand people were downtown wouldn't be in the best interests of our community. And so we looked for another way that we could kind of share our spark with what we were looking for is how can we still celebrate Independence Day and celebrate that holiday and also kind of feel community without having our traditional events that we were all canceling and things. And so Share Your Spark was a way that we were able to encourage people to decorate, businesses decorated and put up signs, and then also residents also put up signs around. We had a special logo made, and the community really was so fun. We had organizations and groups that cleaned up beaches, and we just encouraged people to kind of share their spark on their community, and we were able to share those images through our social media and just kind of encouraging people to have community, but just do it in a little different way.
Right. It sounds like it really was about creating the sense of community, which was harder to come by this year. So it sounds like it was a huge success. And so you decided to try again or continue, I guess?
Yeah. So for years, we've also had our holiday lights contest. Mm-hmm. And I was looking to kind of rebrand it as I approached this year anyways. And so bringing the Share Your Spark into the holiday lights contest and bringing some of those special things that the program the community aspects that the program brought was kind of a neat way that we could enhance the holiday decorating and lights contest by calling it Share Your Spark, and it's our holiday edition.
Wonderful. And it sort of involves, we were talking earlier, kind of three parts to it. So could you, besides decorating, say, your business or your house, what are these three parts that people can get involved with?
Sure. So just to talk about the home decorating and the business decorating is that we're encouraging people to send us our images and addresses so we're going to actually be creating a holiday lights map this year that will let you and your family, you know, get some hot cocoa and get in your vehicle and drive around. It's a tradition my kids and I have been doing for years. And you know, let me tell you, my son's always loved being part of the judging of the lights because we've had prizes and things over the past years. So, but just, you know, having a special memory and a time to go around with your family. Mm-hmm. So sending us your addresses, those can be sent to communications@sitkachamber.com or you can call our office at 747-8604 and give us those addresses. We want to get that all together that we're asking everyone by Friday so that we can publish that the map out and everyone can go and see all the decorations that people have done this year.
It's such a family tradition, I think, for many people. And it's all, it reminds me, too, of a treasure hunt as well. So it's like a little treasure hunt for looking for the sweetest of decorations.
Well, and what about those boats? The boat parade was so cool, and many of them have kept their lights on. So we're actually including the harbors in our map.
Wonderful. And so anyone can be a part of this map if they just get their address to you by this Friday.
Yes.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
The second part is to really encourage our community to shop local, and that's using the hashtag Shop Sitka Local. You can share how you shop local and encouraging other people to do that through social media. I think we have a lot of power in making friends and family recommendations. People can be shopping in our community all across the world now because many stores have gone to online or call-in ordering options. We can shop local by, wearing our face coverings and getting downtown. I just think it's really important right now that we keep as much of our money in our community and help support those businesses that support us all year long.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of connects to the third thing in many. I kind of think of it, this third part that you haven't yet talked about, but about kindness or caring or the ways you can help other people. Mm-hmm. In some ways, supporting local businesses and local shopping is connected to that. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what is it called? Sitka Spark?
Yeah. So hashtag Sitka Spark is another way we're encouraging people to participate in this. And really, I feel like I'm missing so much that you know, all the things we get to do together and the way that SIT can take care of each other. And so just encouraging people to share what they're doing to do special things for each other. I actually, a couple years ago, I had a broken ankle and I had 12 days of Christmas ornaments dropped off at my house. And it was like the best thing ever to have someone at my door knocking, you know, and giving me a little ornament gift. But it was, so things like that. This community is so amazing. I think about the A&B and A&S Christmas dinner that's coming up. You know, at Thanksgiving, they serve 635 dinners to the community, and so they're doing that again. Those kind of things that are still happening, of course, they're different than usual, but we just encourage people to keep sharing those out there.
That's great. So there's a couple of ways people can share. They can use the hashtag Shop Sitka Local. They can also use this hashtag Sitka Spark. And those are both kind of in line with this Share Your Spark campaign. And then they can share their address. But there's also for the holiday map. But I do want to mention you talked about the judging of the holiday lights and that there are sometimes prizes involved.
Some prizes.
Great.
So there have been businesses that have donated. AC Lakeside has a $200 gift card, and GCI donated an Apple Watch. So, and there are some other prizes that will come. We're going to run the Share Your Spark through the end of the month, so through the 31st. And these prizes, that's when we'll do our drawing. So anyone that participates in any of these ways will get into those drawings, and we just encourage people to participate, and we thank the support of the businesses that have donated to the prizes, because it is always fun to be able to give something for people participating.
Sure. Well, if people have questions about any of this, where can they go get a little bit more information to be able to participate?
Sure. So on the sitkachamber.com has information, and we'll also be publishing the map there. On our Sitka Chamber Facebook page, definitely follow us. We've been doing our fall speaker series, and we'll be doing a winter speaker series, so you can follow us on Facebook and catch those. And then by calling our office at 747-8604, we'll be open 10 to 4, or emailing us at communications@sitkachamber.com. So lots of ways to reach us. But we definitely hope we got a little spark going and folks' minds, and everyone sends us your addresses. We don't want to miss your house on the map.
That's right. Well, this sounds wonderful, Rachel Roy. Thank you so much for calling in and telling us a little bit about this Share Your Spark campaign.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.